103.9 FM is News Talk 930, KROE Sheridan. Broadcasting from the Sheridan Community Federal Credit Union Studio on 103.9 FM. KROE
Sheridan. Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
Sheridan College is proud to provide you with an incredible opportunity to see Wyoming Baroque on their tour through the region. This group of professional musicians from across the nation have put together a special concert with historically informed songs as well as traditional Baroque instruments. This one-of-a-kind show will begin at 7 p.m. on Saturday, May 4th in the Whitney Center for the Arts. Get your tickets now. Visit sheridan.edu/arts or call the WCA box office at 675-0360.
Are you ready, Wyoming? 40, yes, 40 of the top PRCA bull riders and some seriously rank bulls will be in Buffalo, Wyoming, Saturday, May 18th at the Johnson County Fairgrounds, competing to qualify for the NFR. It's going to be a night with a ton of high energy and an after party at the Cowboy Saloon. Get your tickets online now at foreverwest.events or at the gate. For updates, like us on Facebook at Forever West Productions. Extreme Bulls, sponsored in part by Sheridan Media.
Sheridan County is home to some of the most beautiful scenery in Wyoming. Rolling hills, the majestic Bighorn Mountains, clean streams, fields painted with vibrant colors. Hi, Bob Grammons here. We at Sheridan Media are excited to once again welcome back spring. And it also means it's time to step up and pitch in and help enhance our county's natural beauty by participating in the annual Trees for Trash program. It's Saturday, May 4th. Just bring your spring cleanup trash to the city landfill on East Ridge Road between 9 a.m. and 2 o'clock. Drop it off. Receive a free Colorado blue spruce seedling. It's great for the communities of Sheridan County, and it's free. And a big thank you goes out to our fantastic Trees for Trash sponsors, ERA Carroll Realty, U.S. Bank, Wyoming Corporate Office, Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery, Sheridan County, and, of course, the city of Sheridan. So mark your calendar, Saturday, May 4th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for Trees for Trash.
From Sheridan Media News, it's time for Open Line Friday. Your chance to join the conversation and talk about what you want to talk about. Call the Jackson Electric Open Line at 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. And now your host for Open Lines, Ron Richter and Aaron Palmer.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jackson Electric Open Lines Friday on News Talk 930 KROE. I'm your host, Aaron Palmer, along with Mr. Ron Richter. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Good.
How was your week?
Not bad. It was a week. Could be better. Could be worse.
Weeks are odd. It's the fifth week of the month, or the one that we just finished was the fifth week of the month, so there's no meetings, and it just kind of throws my schedule off.
I like the extra week.
Well, it's nice, sure.
But yeah, I know what you mean, where it kind of...
Yeah, on Tuesday you wake up and go, no meetings today. Dang it.
I know. We're getting into it. Pretty soon, be 102 degrees and...
But we got to get through this rain and snow stuff that's supposed to be coming up. I don't know. Are we supposed to get any snow this weekend?
I don't know. I think they're getting snow in the higher elevations, but we're not getting much... Down here.
So I'll tell you what, last week we went to Cody and we went up over.
Yeah, that's 14. Right. How was it?
It was snowy on the mountain. The roads weren't bad, but boy, was it coming down. But it wasn't sticking, but it was definitely snowing up there. Crazy. In essentially May. But I guess that's what happens in Wyoming. We get snow and get snow at any point.
I believe it was last year we had snow. The Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Granted, it wasn't no accumulation or anything,
but right.
It did snow. We had flakes coming down the Friday before Memorial Day. It was either last year or the year before. I think it was last year because we had the the never-ending winter last year.
Yeah. There was one year I remember
we went to a week before rodeo.
Yeah, in July. Wow. There was one year that we went out and we were at the fishing derby on Memorial Day.
Right.
And it snowed on us there, too. It was nasty. There was one, two, three, four kids, me and the wife, and two big labs in an 18-foot camper. Because it was raining and snowing that bad. It was far beyond cozy, especially when you had wet dogs in there. It was
like something right out of a Chevy Chase vacation movie there,
Aaron.
It was
nasty, but we lived through it. It's one of those things we still talk about, but boy, was it not fun at the time.
Yeah, it's all chalked up to experience. Sure. You know.
I guess we better get after this, huh?
Yeah. The first Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question. What is your opinion on the proposed Sheridan Event Center? 40% said don't need it. 37% said great idea. 14% said they would like some more information. And 7% doesn't care or has no opinion on it. And I think we brought this forward because recently it was discussed before the Sheridan City Council at a study session. Officials with Sheridan County School District 2 brought the details, some artist renderings, you know, a lot of information on the facility and
proposed.
You know, yeah, their proposed facility. And, you know, basically one of the big things was they were asking for a little bit of funding
from the city.
Yeah.
Are they going to hit the county with this as well?
I don't know how that's going to work. I think the county will be affected just because I know the District 2 is proposing the city put it on the cap tax.
Ah, yeah.
You know, one of the projects on the capital facilities tax, which is up.
This year.
You know,
how many other projects are there, though?
I don't even know, honestly. I don't know.
But how that works, let's explain that real quick. Because it's a county tax.
Yes.
Every entity.
Yes.
Governmental agency.
Even Ranchester, yep. Claremont, Dayton, they'll all be represented town. And they'll all have their projects. Oh, no, they'll all have their projects. And there'll be meetings, I suspect, and there probably already has been meetings between the powers that be, all the officials, you know, the mayors and councils of these smaller outlying communities. And
well, let me ask you this. Is there a way, I'm not sure, because Buffalo, Johnson County had the same thing a few years ago. And there were a lot of great things that people were looking at going, hey, you know, this, yeah, I'm for this. But there was one particular thing, which I won't get into, it's not necessary. But that's my point, is if you have four or five, six different proposed projects on this, and the voters have some kind of an issue with one, the whole thing shot
down. Yeah, it could sink the ship. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But
how do we remedy that? Or can we?
That's a question above my pay grade.
Would it be, and I understand that like Claremont has things that they need, but for something like this, would it be possible for the governmental entities to get together, discuss this and say, look, we're going to go after this one thing.
Right.
And see if it passes. If it doesn't.
Then it'd have to be a special ballot issue. Right. It'd have to be a referendum.
But the other thing is it every, well, if it fails, though, couldn't they put it on the ballot again the following year?
I would suspect, but I can't.
Instead of going every, whatever, 2 years or whatever it is. I don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot of legalities involved in that. But
it just seems to me that it's a shame that if you have a handful of things that are great ideas that most people are for, and you have one that most people are like, I don't think we really want to do that. It's going to sink the entire thing.
Yeah,
I just think it's a shame.
Yeah, there.
Which we're not sure that it would.
You would think there would be a better process of doing that instead of just combining a bunch of projects and saying to the voters, here are the various.
Yeah, here's this $50 million proposal, like it or lump it.
Yeah, and now how it works, they they go after a specific amount, and when that amount is reached, that's when the cap tax is up, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Say they want $50 million and they base this, and all this will come out, but let's say for an example, they want $50 million, and then they go through and they look at what the sales taxes are, averaging, okay, sales taxes are this, this, and this, and they don't really look at this as sales taxes are going to go down. And I don't know, they probably look at it maybe sales taxes going slightly up per year. Who knows? But let's say even if they stay the same year after year after year, then they look at that and go, okay, well, it's going to take 7 years to pay that back or 8 years or whatever. And then right. once that is reached, you're right, then it what they call sunsets
yeah.
goes away. So it's not a tax that people are voting in and then it's just going to be there, you know, until
in perpetuity.
Right. It's not going to be that at all.
No, so it comes up roughly every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Every time that it sunsets, then the
following election.
Yeah. So that's why I was thinking if it gets shot down 1 year, they can hypothetically bring it back the next year if they have, you know, enough projects or whatever that they want to go after.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, I listened to the entire presentation, did a little story on it and whatnot. I mean, it sounds to me like a great idea. I just don't understand how, not that I don't understand, but I mean, the funding is, you know.
Because this is a proposed $27 million project.
Yes.
So they have $17 million, so they're asking the city for a $10
million. I don't think they have a $17 million. No. They're asking the city for $17
million. Oh.
Yes.
I had it backwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're going to fundraise, donations, and whatnot, you know, come up
grants.
With
right.
yeah the other 10 using various methods.
Sure.
And they were suggesting the city put it on this year's cap tax. So, I mean,
or the city's portion of the 17.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, and I think the city would also have other things. Sheridan County and the city of Sheridan with the cap tax, they usually have several projects. It's the outlying communities that usually just kind of focus on one or, you know, several small ones. I know there was the pipeline with Dayton and whatnot that was.
I think the sidewalks or something that Claremont did.
Yeah.
Something. But, anyway.
But yeah, so it'll be interesting. I mean, there'll be, I think, a lot more meetings between all the officials coming up. But yeah, they're requesting $17 million from the city to help fund the project.
Okay. All right. That's what we're going to talk about today. Numbers to call if you want to talk about that. We're going to get more into this, and we're going to explain a lot more of this as well. But numbers to call if you want to talk about this or if you have something that you want to talk about. And I do understand that we have a caller on hold. We're going to take a quick break, caller. Stay with us. We'll be back, and we'll get after this on the Jackson Electric Open Lines Friday right after this. It's Vicky, so.
Plug into Jackson Electric and you'll feel the power. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, call Jackson Electric. Commercial, residential, agricultural, it makes no difference. Call Jackson Electric. Jackson Electric does high-efficiency LED lighting and fire alarm systems installation. Wiring a home, wiring a business, new electrical service, or enlarging existing surface. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary woman who has shaped your life with a gift as unique as she is. At Legacy Diamond and Gems, they specialize in custom-crafted pendants perfect for your wife, mother, or grandmother. Also for the moms who have those beloved fur babies with a special place in their heart, choose a piece that shows her just how much she means to you. Because this Mother's Day, every mom deserves something as extraordinary as she is. Shop the unique designs at Legacy Diamond and Gems, 11 North Main Street in Sheridan.
This Mother's Day, prepare to get lost in the mystical treasures of Landon's Greenhouse during the Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery Mother's Day Sweepstakes. Sign up for this contest for a chance to win a $250 gift card to Landon's and embark on an adventure unlike any other. Landon's Greenhouse invites you to step into a world where every plant whispers ancient secrets and every flower holds untold power. How do you take this journey? Enter the Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery Sweepstakes on the contest page at SharonMedia.com.
Excuse me. Welcome back to the Jackson Electric Open Lines on News Talk 930 KROE. Aaron Palmer, Ron Richter. And we're talking about the proposed Sheridan Event Center. Not events.
Event Center. Sheridan Event Center.
Event Center. And we do have a caller on hold. We're going to go to you in just a minute, but we do want to talk about this. Ron, you did a story on this about a week or so ago that there were Sheridan County School District 2 officials presented details on the proposed Event Center, which is a 59,500-square-foot multi-purpose facility located on West 5th Street adjacent to Sheridan High School. And I've seen the drawings, which we can give the information on where to go and see this. But it looks like a great facility.
Yeah.
The plan overall is good, I think. There are questions, of course, there always are. But District 2 Superintendent Scott Stoltz said the land was gifted to the school district several years ago, and here's what he had to say.
Sheridan Event Center, as you know, that's on a piece of property that was donated to us in 2020 by Janet and Scotty Scott. Cost about $1.4 million with the intent that they wanted to see that this could be a piece of property and how could it best benefit Sheridan County community and what could and would that look like. So starting that fall, we started having meetings with a variety of stakeholders in Sheridan County. It started with local growers because we have two greenhouses on that piece of property. They're very functional. And currently right now our high school students are using that. We're working with Rooted in Wyoming. We met with a variety of different growers in Sheridan community. In addition to that, we met with youth sports and then also economic development. What could this particular piece of property provide that would benefit our entire community?
Also, Stoltz said the cost of the proposed facility, as we mentioned earlier, would be about $27 million. They requested $17 million from the city to help fund the project.
And our intent, our purpose for being here is to provide information with the thought that this project would go on the cap tax. This would be paid out, our anticipation, over 5 years. And the reason is why? Why would we come to you with a project of $17 million ask? This is approximately a $27 million project, knowing that approximately $10 million of that could be privately funded or funded through grants. In visiting with Sean Parker, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, we are turning away, Sheridan community is turning away approximately $30 million of consumer spending every year because we have absolutely zero facility where we can host the events that community, our constituents around the state and outside the state are looking for. That generates approximately $2 million in sales tax. $30 million spending annually generates approximately $2 million in sales tax. So when we look at the amount of revenue that would generate our entire community, it is palpable.
Stoltz said the facility could be used for a number of different activities and events.
There would be approximately 1,000 bleacher seating that would be held inside of this event center. There would be a multitude of floors that would be put on this facility. Yes, there would be a 200-meter track. So, yeah, it's going to benefit our athletes without a doubt. Our indoor program is the largest program that we have, and it's the highest growth that we have. Our kids are running the streets in the middle of winter. This would house a 200-meter track. But more importantly, to pull over that track would be a multi-surface where you could host conferences. You could host expositions. You could host trade shows. You could provide opportunities for the Sheridan County Rodeo to bring the Wild, could bring convention centers there as well. So the multitude of different things that could be housed in this facility, quite honestly, are endless.
Well, it sounds,
well, yeah, it sounds
like
great.
A great idea.
And the thing is, you know, when they presented these details, because there was a couple, I think Don Julian and one of their business officials spoke before the council as well. And it sounds great. And it's hard to argue with the benefits of something like this in the community. I mean, I know
the
public has a lot of questions and there's a lot of, I guess, trepidation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's $27 million and a $17 million ask from the city is a lot. But in the long run, I mean, this is, it's progressive thinking is the way I look at it. It's, it's, you know,
and the communities
if you're not moving forward, you're going backwards.
Exactly. And the communities that have these types of centers, you're right. I mean, Cody has one. So you go to Cody, and granted, I mean, it's a tourist town anyway. People are going to go there regardless. But people are going there because they can go to have a conference there. They can go do this or go do that. And they can go to all these other amenities that Cody offers at, or Park County in general. And so it's just a... It's a great idea to have these for, as they said, the local economy. Based on, I don't know what the numbers are, to be honest with you. They seem to have numbers with this, which we'll get to that website here in a minute. But overall, I think, yeah, some trepidation, but I think looking more into this is warranted, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to go to our first caller. You're on the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday. Caller, go ahead.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It was very interesting to hear Mr. Stoltz's comments. The camp tax is both city and county.
Yes.
Yes. And how the camp tax, to my understanding, if it is voted in or is certainly presented, is in the past there's been maybe five capital projects. Some of them affect other communities, Ranchester and Dayton, for example.
Yes.
And the amount is out there. And
pardon.
You collect the tax until the project is completed. So that is kind of important on a $27 million project. If they're asking for $17 million, then do they pull the $17 million off the front and then it's done? And that is probably one of the largest amounts I've ever seen on a cap tax. Myself, I've always supported cap tax because it is project-oriented. This is a large amount of money and may position other communities, Ranchester and Dayton, for example, to kind of roll to the bottom of the list of five because they knock them down unless they change it, and they're not supposed to by statute, but they did in the past. They knock them down. First, this one, this one, this one, this one. In 1999... we first voted for the 1 cent optional, now called the GPET. My understanding is the cap tax is 26, but the GPET is this year. What are we voting on this year, cap or penny?
The 1% additional tax, I believe.
Are we voting on the 1 cent, the GPET? It's called GPET, General Purpose Excise Tax. Are we voting on that this year?
That's
and the
a
cap
good question.
Tax? Next year? See, I think it would be interesting to know because the penny is certainly worth looking at, too, since at least half of it doesn't even go to nonprofits. It ends up going in the general revenue fund to be spent as one wishes. The other thing I wanted to comment on this morning, gentlemen, if I might, and I'll be very brief, is Wyoming residents, writ large, county by county, city, municipality, and county residents, your tax money, tax dollar, is going to an investment in WyoClass. WyoClass is a private entity. It's a hedge fund. They invest in asset-backed commercial paper and commercial paper. And what that is for a short in and a quick out, 270 days the longest, your political entities receive a high interest rate, 5.68. But what the investments are in, student loans, credit card loans, car loans, and subprime mortgages. Now, here's my question to ponder, maybe. Why, when WyoClass kind of rolled in 3 years ago, didn't exist before, 3 years ago, an investment opportunity made itself available, WyoClass. And we started making investments in 2023. We're making investments in 2024. The county has $7,200,000 invested with WyoClass. You're underwriting. You're taking off the books of those who make car loans, credit card loans, and student card loans, and student loans. You're taking it off the books. But my question is, if we're doing it for the interest rate, as are other counties, 22 of them, as are other municipalities, why don't we take our interest rate? We just roll it back in. We are supporting those categories of debt. Why? The credit card debt in the nation now is $1 trillion. Most people are only making their monthly. They're not paying it off, and they're paying 23% interest. Jamie Dimon, Wall Street Journal, whether you like him or not, Jamie Dimon said we're headed towards a fiscal cliff. We might be. But 2 years ago in 23, we started taking the taxpayers' money and investing in those four categories. I am trying to find out why. You talk to a county commissioner, you get, well, it's the interest rate. We get 5.68% interest rate off of our commitment. Well, fine, but there's got to be a bigger picture here. These are hedge funds, is what they are, and they use their, it's collateralized debt obligations. And I don't want to go any further down the road, except it wouldn't be nice to get an answer, a straight answer. Now, it's not disapproved of. The Bank of Deposit for all these funds is U.S. Bank. The Treasurer's Office here in Wyoming has them on their list of okie-dokie banks. Problem with U.S. Bank for me is in 2018, 2021, and 22, they were dinged $700 million in fines by the federal government for bad acting. I just, you know what they say when a snake sweats? I'm kind of feeling that. Anyway, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for letting me comment.
You bet.
And that was a great question. I mean, not aside from what Vicky just all talked about, but with the cap tax, it was renewed in November of 2020. I don't know if it's actually on this year's ballot or next year. So
I know that the county commission was talking about it.
Yeah, and I know it's been discussed.
Right. So I don't know if it's on the ballot this year or
if it's.
I have no idea. I think it is. I think it's up for, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
If the election dudes are listening, give us a call. Tell us what's going on.
The election honchos. The honchos.
Gotcha.
I've always wanted to use that word honcho.
Honcho. There you go. Now you can scratch that off the bucket list.
The election honchos.
All right. We're going to get back and talk about the Sheridan Event Center coming up. We're going to go ahead and take a break on the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday. We'll be back right after this.
To the most complex electrical applications, Jackson Electric has the knowledge, the experience, and the reputation to meet and exceed any electrical need or requirement. Jackson Electric's expertise even includes phone systems, data systems, LED lighting systems, fire alarm systems, and irrigation systems. Residential, commercial, industrial, agriculture. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, Jackson Electric does it all at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Hi, this is Brad at Prime Rate Motors, where we are looking to buy your clean used vehicles, tractors, ATVs, and much more. We will also downtrade and do appraisals. Here at Prime Rate Motors, we are a full service dealership offering quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Our Super Trailer Store features a wide variety of stock, utility, and cargo trailers. Prime Rate Motors has been making customers happy for decades. See us today at 2305 Coffin Avenue in Sheridan or online at primeratemotors.com.
Hey, boaters, before you launch into Wyoming waters, let's talk about keeping our waters clean and healthy. Did you know that AIS decals are required for all motorized and hard-sided watercraft? Inflatables over 10 feet in length need one too. The funds generated from the sale of decals help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. It's a small sticker with a big impact. Learn more at protectwyomingwaters.org. Sponsored by the Wyoming Game and Fish, the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Good health. Everybody wants it. Not everybody's got it, but the Health Nut has it. An entire health food grocery store and gift shop. Organic salad bar, soup, sandwich, and smoothies counter to sit and have the most healthy lunch in town. An aisle after aisle of health-giving supplements. You want it. The Health Nut's got it. And everything else you need for a healthy life. The Health Nut in Sheridan's 5th Street Mall.
It's the 108th anniversary of PO News in downtown Sheridan, and that can only mean one thing. A big old party with all their friends. May 11th, from 4 to 8 p.m., they'll be partying in the street with their famous Sheridan beer, brewed by Gruner Brothers Brewery, cigar pairings, food from Beano's, and live music by Rod Jost and friends. Put on your party shoes and head on down. It's the 108th anniversary of the PO News, May 11th. Sponsored in part by First Northern Bank and Sheridan Media.
Wow, I got a frog in my throat this morning. Can't get rid of it.
Ribbit.
Ribbit. Welcome back to the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday News Talk 930 KROE. Aaron Palmer, Ron Richter. And we're talking about this proposed Sheridan Event Center, which on paper and based on the presentation given to the city council, it looks like it's a great idea. Of course, there are questions, and people should have questions, and they should be answered if they have questions. The thing is, this isn't a private entity that's doing this. This is School District 2, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So they're looking at building this facility, and some of the things on the website, let me see if I can pull this
Tell
up
them the
here.
Website, because people can go to the website and learn quite a bit more.
It's not on here.
I'll find
just,
it.
Just Google Sheridan Event Center.
I think that's the actual
and it'll website. Come up. But there's a PDF on there that you can look at, and it has all this information. And I'm surprised it's not on here. I printed it, and it's not on here. But anyway, they have artists' renderings of what it could look like, where it's adjacent to
Sheridan Event Center dot SCSD2.com. So Sheridan County School District 2.com.
Gotcha. So, and it is. It's adjacent to Sheridan High School up there off of 5th Street is where the proposed
It was the land that was given to him by the Scots several
so
years ago.
That's what they're looking at doing. What they're looking at doing here, according to their own information, is they want to have concerts, indoor track meets, indoor soccer tournaments, pickleball tournaments, basketball tournaments, trade shows, motorcycle rallies. These are just ideas. And they're looking at these possibilities. But the question is if, and I'm not trying to shoot this down, it's just that it's a legitimate question. If the school district is the one that has the keys to the facility, and this is a community quote-unquote building, what happens if there is a school-related event, say a track meet, and somebody wants to use that for a concert or for some kind of a conference? What takes precedence?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a question that I'm sure city officials will ask District 2 representatives next time they meet with on this.
And it's a legitimate question because if, you know, and I'm not trying to make the school district out to be bad guys at all. It's just if they're the ones with the keys to the building, obviously they're the ones that are going to look at this and go, well, we need to make sure that our athletes have access to this. And that makes complete sense. So if that's the case, maybe the city or the county shouldn't be the ones funding this. Maybe the general public shouldn't be. If there is an event center that the city and the county come together to build, that would be a community building, true community building, I would think.
Yeah, but
just saying.
It's a great question, and I'm sure it's a question that a lot of people have on their mind.
Right, and again, I'm not making the school district out to be bad guys. It's just if I was in their shoes, I would think that way. That would be my thought process. Our athletes need to have the priority over other things that could be done here.
Right.
And if it's a community building, the athletes maybe not have the priority.
But then, you know, you could actually argue too, well, your events in that Sheridan Event Center would be scheduled out pretty far. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you know, you're not going to have the, let's just say, the gun show come in the same weekend that you're having the state track meet.
Yeah.
You will know a year ahead of time
right
when the state track right. meet is.
Or
so,
6 months.
So you
or
don't, whatever. Yeah, you don't. So a lot of it's scheduling and, you know, just, I guess, being diligent about all of it. But mm-hmm. it is a great question. And it's a question I'm sure is going to be asked.
I agree. And you're right. I mean, especially concerts, other things, they're going to be months at least in advance. So as long as that, as you said, if scheduling is taken into consideration, maybe that'll solve the issue that
some
we're
of
concerned.
It, but it right. still does bring up, because there are a lot of last minute type things that happen.
Sure.
Especially you and I know concerts. Yeah. Concerts, a lot of the times are scheduled far out, but some of them aren't.
Yeah. Well, how many times have we heard that the WIO has such and such artist that's traveling from Denver to Billings
and they decide stop.
Yeah, at the last minute, yeah. Hey, we'd like to that stop and have a
When it especially here. Happens in the smaller communities.
Sure.
You know, the shows in Casper, Billings, Rapid City, yeah. those are kind of, oh, let's just throw that on as we're traveling across the country. Mm-hmm. Like what you're saying with the WIO. The Chicago's, the New York, the LA, those are booked solid. Denver,
sure,
you're out.
And the other thing is, a lot of times, you know, when they're talking concerts or whatever, you're not going to get, Shania Twain's not going to come to Sheridan, you know. That's what? Just not going to happen.
Come on.
Taylor Swift is not going to have a concert here. The venue's not big enough.
No.
But if you have...
But you could attract some pretty...
Regional acts or, yeah. or whatever. And there's a lot of people nowadays that like to go listen to music that don't necessarily want to go sit in a bar.
Right.
So going to an event like this in this type of event center is more appealing than going to sit somewhere where you're going to have people trying to fight and do whatever. You know. I've seen it. I've been in bars
oh,
all my
trust
life.
Me.
Yeah. Anyway, we do have a caller. Thanks for waiting. Caller, you're on the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Mayor Rich Bridger.
Mayor Rich.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, guys. Completely off the subject because sure. I have something I want to talk about that keeps coming back up again and again, and it's just crazy rumors that are on the internet.
Okay.
One, the city of Sheridan is not paying to house illegal aliens in motels around town.
Okay.
Nor am I working with Mayor Schrader in Buffalo to house illegal aliens in Buffalo. So I don't know how crazy rumors get started, but that's a crazy rumor that I want to squell as quickly as possible.
It's not happening, correct?
It's not happening. No, okay.
Mayor, I think you answered your own question with where these crazy rumors come from when you said the internet.
Yeah,
you know, it's
what you read stuff on the internet and see stuff and it's not true. How can that be?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it? But anyways, it just kept coming back to me, and I'm like, how does this stuff get started? And I just don't understand.
So no validity to the claims.
No, I wanted to make a public comment on that.
Okay,
one.
Perfect. Now, Mayor, since we have you on the line, I wanted to ask you, is the cap tax, is that up for renewal this November?
Yeah, it's the cap tax. It's up.
Okay.
The current one is going to expire, not immediately, but it will expire, and so we just want to have a continuation. So the vote's for the cap tax this year, which is what it says it is. It's used just strictly for capital facility projects.
Yep.
Is there a list out on these, or has that not been made yet?
It has not been made yet. The group that we have a committee that's formed, and it's all the communities around Sheridan that are involved with cap tax.
Sure.
And that list gets generated from that group. And, of course, we have our projects that we're proposing. But it's still just in discussion.
Okay. Gotcha. So. Perfect.
Yeah, so
okay.
that's where we're at with that. And as far as District 2 is concerned, that's part of the discussion, but quite frankly, I haven't sat down with my fellow members of, council members to discuss that in any great length. We just had that presentation here
sure.
just a while back, and so we haven't made any determination on that whatsoever.
Right. Okay. Perfect. And there's also no illegal aliens in town. You're not housing them.
I'm not housing them. So, and I'm not paying to have them housed.
If they're here, they're on their own. Or somebody's bringing them in, not you.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Mayor.
Sheridan Mayor Rich Bridger. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and kind of wrap things up. right after this.
Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair. Commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Excuse me. Have you ever heard of Varicella?
Oh, Varicella. Isn't that the horse that won the Kentucky Derby 3 years ago?
What's that? A cheese?
Varicella, the lady with the glass slipper, right?
It's actually pronounced Varicella, and it's a pasta dish.
Nearly every child used to get varicella, a.k.a. chickenpox. Remember it? Today's kids won't. Thank a vaccine. Are your kids up to date? Brought to you by the Wyoming Department of Health, paid for with federal funding.
Do you hear that? Why, that's the sound of your lawn not getting mowed right. Those blades are out of kilter, and that carb is set to choke instead of yodel. You have to add air to your mower tires every time you use it? Well, that's not good for the environment. Using up all that air causing global warming? Hendo Service Center can take the hickey up out of your giddy up and have that mower running smoother than Tennessee whiskey. Hendo Service Center, located on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Hi, this is Joe Steger with Century 21 BHJ Realty. As you're all aware, there's construction happening on Main Street again. We know it can be inconvenient, but let's not forget to support our downtown businesses. Century 21 BHJ Realty encourages you to shop, dine, and explore the downtown area. The sidewalks remain open, and there are plenty of parking options available. Let's keep our downtown community thriving by showing our support. Century 21 BHJ Realty, supporting our community since 1908 and encouraging you to help support our downtown during construction and always.
Join the United States Air Force Band, Airmen of Note, from the nation's capital to Sheridan, Wyoming, as they perform a free spring concert, 3 o'clock, Sunday, May 5th, at the Junior High Early Auditorium. Tickets are free of charge. Get yours online today. For more information and to register, go to usairforceband.com. The United States Air Force Band, Airmen of Note, Sunday, May 5th, 3 p.m. at the Sheridan Junior High Early Auditorium. This event is sponsored in part by your friends at Sheridan Media. Airmen of Note at the Junior High Early Auditorium. For tickets, go to usairforceband.com.
Welcome back to the Jackson Electric Open Lines on News Talk 930 KROE. Aaron Palmer and Ron Richter. And this morning we're talking about the proposed Sheridan Event Center. And Ron, let's hit the poll question one more time.
First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question. What is your opinion on the proposed Sheridan Event Center? 40% said don't need it. 37% said great idea. 14% would like more info. And 7% have no opinion or don't care. So pretty close. Pretty almost split, you know, 40-37%. 40% said don't need it. 37% said it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, honestly, I don't know how you can argue with it not being a great idea. It's just the whole, I think, funding mechanism that has people a little bit wondering.
But if there is a way to fund it, the cap tax, to me, would be the way to go. For sure.
I agree. And I think that's why it's being presented the way it's being presented.
Sure.
And you know, we didn't really talk about it enough, I think, but I, you know, when Scott Stoltz presented the details, a lot of it, it was, well, how does the city benefit from this? The city will benefit from revenue. I mean, if they have the state track meet there and indoor soccer, and mm-hmm. soccer has really taken off in the state of Wyoming. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not.
And we know it's Wyoming in the spring. You know, if you want to play soccer, a lot of times it needs to be indoor.
We always had kind of a running joke. Once soccer season starts, here comes the snow.
Yeah.
But
which I understand that's part of the game, like football. Yeah. But still, the parents and everybody else doesn't want to sit in the weather. To watch
I think soccer's a little tough to. You can play football in the snow. You can't kick a ball around when there's a foot of snow on the ground.
That's true. A lot of times it blends in too.
Yeah. Well, but yeah. So I mean,
aside the concerts and the conventions and whatever else is there, even if they do the majority of sports things there, it's still going to generate revenue.
Yes. Because
people are going to be coming into town. They're going to be spending money. They're going to want to go see the museums while they're here if they have time.
Go downtown, all of these, exactly.
Restaurants, whatever.
Frequent the, it's, but like I said, there's,
there are questions.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. We do have another caller. We're going to get to you here, and go ahead, caller. You're on the Jackson Electric Open Lines Friday. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I don't mean to be insulting, but your poll is probably a real good representation of the real feelings about that. I'm definitely on board for it, so I guess I feel a little biased there for what came up on the poll. But also, I don't think too many people get in on your poll because whoever keeps changing the website has scrolled it all the way to the bottom of the you have to scroll all the way to the bottom of your website to get to it, and I think half people quit looking at whatever they're looking for before they even get to it. So anyway, just thank you. Have a great weekend.
Okay. You too. Thanks. And I agree. I mean, as far as the people that we have no control over that, obviously, but it's not meant to be a professional.
It's not
poll.
A scientific.
Yeah. It's,
poll.
It's
no
just
poll
meant
actually
to be,
is.
Right. It's just meant to, spur discussion for the show, and you did exactly what we were expecting you to do. If you have a difference of opinion or you want to talk about it, call in. That's the exact reason why we're doing this. And as far as scrolling to the bottom, we will pass that along to the powers that be and see where that goes. So thank you. Events. Let's talk about the possible benefits to the city and the county as far as these types of events. Now, this is information that's on that website that we gave. Do you still have that wrong?
I do not.
Okay. Anyway, it's what
it's Sheridan Event. It's Sheridan Event Center, Sheridan County School District 2.com.
Right. You should be able to get a link.
All you have to do is do a Google search Sheridan Event Center. It's the first thing that comes up.
But all this information is there. Say you have a concert one day with 100 participants, that's about spending impacts. They're estimating about $38,000. Tax benefits, a little less than $2,300 for one event. Indoor track meet, 2 days, 500 participants. $378,000 is what they're saying is, that's 500 participants with 1,400 people attached to that. And the spending is $378,000 with a tax impact of just under $23,000. Indoor soccer tournament over 2 days, 1,000 participants, 2,800 people total in town, $756,000 in spending with just a little over $45,000 in tax revenue. Pickleball, 2 days, 750 people, 1,800 attending. Almost $500,000 and $30,000-ish in tax benefits. These are all numbers that they've produced based on, I'm assuming, what other event centers around the state do in participation, revenue numbers, spending, blah, 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 around the state. I don't even know where they have these. I mean, Cody has one. Casper, I'm sure they have one. Cheyenne, bigger communities, Laramie. I don't know. Gillette? Well, Gillette's got the Camblex.
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest with you. They're looking at anywhere from $3.8 million in annual visitor spending with a tax benefit of $227,000 for 50 events during a year. 100 events would be 7.6 million rounding up and about $454,000 in tax benefits. 150 events per year, $11,340,000 and $680,000 in tax benefits to the county. That's not chump change.
Nope. It's a lot of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to digest.
It is. Granted, we talked about this earlier, that on paper, it looks good. The presentation sounded good. I think there are questions that need to be answered.
There's a video on the website, too. It's a pretty nice video. They played during the study session. It's kind of well put together. Learn more.
Yeah.
If you have questions, learn more.
And I think I was kind of shocked that that wasn't on there. I thought that people would have wanted more information on this. Some do. And I think and this is kind of a new thing. This kind of came out of left field. It's not like they've been, I think it's been planned for a while. I don't think it's been talked about until just recently.
The general public,
right.
It's new to them.
Right.
It's not new to District 2.
Sure. They've been looking at this for a while.
Yeah, they have been.
I mean, if you've got Plan 1 architects looking at this, it's been in the works for a while. So,
but yeah, to the general public, they're, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people probably aren't even aware of it.
Jane and Tom are like, what? I had a lot of people ask me, what is this? What? And I think that's why it was good to have, would like more information on the poll question.
Exactly.
I think there are just a lot of people that are like, just, you know. What is
it? I want to know more. Tell me. Exactly. Go to Google Sheridan Event Center. It'll pop right up, and the information is all there. They have all the PDFs. They have all the stuff there. Look at the videos. Get more information. Get yourself informed. Okay, that'll do it. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Aaron. Arrivederci.
Yeah, see you next week.
To the most complex electrical applications, Jackson Electric has the knowledge, the experience, and the reputation to meet and exceed any electrical need or requirement. Jackson Electric's expertise even includes phone systems, data systems, LED lighting systems, fire alarm systems, and irrigation systems. Residential, commercial, industrial, agriculture. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, Jackson Electric does it all at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
It's summertime, time to roll. Better make sure your car is road trip ready. Midas Tire and Auto has money-saving deals just waiting for you. And listen to this. Midas has a state-of-the-art inspection process called a closer look. You'll get pictures and updates along the way, allowing you to track the progress of your vehicle. Ask questions and get answers straight from the technician. If you need repairs, get no interest for 6 months with purchase of $200 or more with your Midas credit card. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Good health. Everybody wants it. Not everybody's got it, but the Health Nut has it. An entire health food grocery store and gift shop. Organic salad bar, soup, sandwich, and smoothies counter to sit and have the most healthy lunch in town. An aisle after aisle of health-giving supplements. You want it. The Health Nut's got it. And everything else you need for a healthy life. The Health Nut in Sheridan's 5th Street Mall. So is the well you have the water well you wished you had? 307 Wildcat Well Service is a homegrown local well drilling company that knows everything about where your best water is and how to get it to you. So if you want a second well or just to make the well you got taste better and run stronger, 307 Wildcat Well Service is a local company with a local price. 307 Wildcat Well Service on Facebook or look for their ad in the business directory under Water Wells in the Country Bounty.
Cool, clear water.
Hi, it's Tommy B from the Coyote Morning Show. We all know Sheridan's the best place in Wyoming to call home. Beautiful parks, fantastic pathways, and great people, all surrounded by rolling hills and the majestic bighorns. Let's all pitch in and help with the spring cleaning by participating in the annual Trees for Trash program. It's easy, it's free, and you'll receive a Colorado blue spruce seedling for helping out. Just bring your load of trash to the city landfill on East Ridge Road between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Saturday, May 4th, to get your tree. Let's all recognize and support this year's Trees for Trash sponsors with a big thank you to ERA Carroll Realty, U.S. Bank, Wyoming Corporate Office, Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery, Sheridan County, and, of course, the City of Sheridan. Mark your calendar now for Saturday, May 4th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the 2024 Sheridan Media Trees for Trash.